For KBIA News, I'm Jason Hoffman. Missouri voters amended the state's constitution 5 times this year. But as Jason Rosenbaum reports, 2 lawmakers want to make that process more difficult.
Representative Elijah Haar of Springfield introduced a resolution raising the threshold to pass a constitutional amendment to 60%. He says the current 50% plus one threshold makes the constitution too unwieldy.
And I'm trying to protect it in such a way that it doesn't become watered down on a yearly basis.
One of Haar's colleagues, Representative Scott Fitzpatrick, wants to boost the number of signatures needed to get an amendment on the ballot. The Shell Knob Republican says initiative petitions don't get vetted as much as measures that go through the legislature.
I don't think it's something that should be taken lightly, especially because of the fact that there is a problem. It's not something that can be corrected quickly.
Both measures would need voter approval to go into effect. I'm Jason Rosenbaum.
Governor Jay Nixon is planning to tour the nooks and crannies of the Missouri Capitol to get a firsthand look at repairs that could be financed through a bonding plan. The governor has invited legislators to join him on the tour today. It comes after Nixon has spent the past couple of weeks traveling to state universities to highlight repairs and renovations that could be financed with bonds. Earlier this year, the legislature passed a measure authorizing up to $600 million of bonds for repairs or renovations at state facilities and college campuses. But little has been done with that because not many specific projects were included in a separate budget bill passed by lawmakers. A Republican lawmaker is trying to stop the Missouri Department of Higher Education from extending eligibility for a scholarship program to qualifying high school graduates who are in the country illegally. State Representative Scott Fitzpatrick of Shell Knob this week filed a bill to block a proposed expansion of the A-plus scholarship to those immigrants. Students who participate in community service and meet other requirements can apply for 2 free years at a community college through A-plus. The Department of Higher Education is in the process of adopting a rule to expand the program to some immigrants. Those spared deportation through the Federal Deferred Action for Childhood Arrival program would be able to apply. Missouri's elk population is growing, but the state's conservation agency isn't quite ready to start issuing hunting permits for the herds. The Jefferson City News Tribune reports the state has about 125 elk after reintroducing the animal to Missouri in 2010. The Missouri Department of Conservation has said it would start issuing a handful of permits if the herd grows to about 200 elk. That target remains several years away based on current reproduction rates. Elk were common in Missouri before European settlement, but had been eradicated from the state by the end of the Civil War. Missouri's Liberty Memorial in Kansas City is one step closer to gaining ramped-up national status. The U.S. Senate last week passed legislation that would designate the landmark as the nation's World War I Museum and Memorial. Other monuments with that status include the National World War II Memorial in Washington, D.C. Both Senators Roy Blunt and Claire McCaskill serve on the Senate Armed Service Committee and pushed for the provision in this year's annual defense bill. The bill now heads to the House for approval. For KBIA News, I'm Jason Hoffman.